Never Trump Renos Celebrate, Underplay Manhattan DA Indictment. By Paul Bois on March 30, 2023. Never Trumpers and all-out Renos either celebrated or dramatically underplayed former President Trump's indictment at the hands of Soros-funded Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg on Thursday. The New York Times reported on Thursday evening. A Manhattan grand jury voted to indict Donald J. Trump on Thursday for his role in paying hush money to a porn star, according to four people with knowledge of the matter. A historic development that will shake up the 2024 presidential race and forever mark him as the nation's first former president to face criminal charges. As the news poured out over social media, the Never Trumpers giddily welcomed the indictment, acting as if justice had been served despite the obvious political overtones. "Happy first indictment to all those who celebrate," exclaimed neocon Bill Kristol. Pointing out the obvious, not even Trump's most fervent defenders, not even Trump, deny that he paid hush money to Stormy Daniels just before the 2016 election. That's an uncontested fact. It's not as important the fact as his attempt to subvert the 2020 election, but it's a fact, Kristol later added. "While I'm skeptical this indictment will be Trump's political undoing, defending him is defending. Manipulating business records to conceal a campaign finance violation resulting from paying hush money to conceal an extramarital affair. Facts are facts. The law is the law," tweeted former Trump staffer Alyssa Farah Griffin. "Trump indicted. Indictment is under seal. I've expressed doubts about the likely legal theories, but the rule of law is about substance and process. Trump and his supporters need to peacefully submit to the process, just like any other defendant," tweeted David French. While Republican Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson called it a dark day and did not celebrate the indictment, he did say that the grand jury found credible facts to support the charges while maintaining the presumption of innocence. "We need to wait on the facts and for our American system of justice to work like it does for thousands of Americans every day. Finally, it is essential that the decision on America's next president be made at the ballot box and not in the court system. Donald Trump should not be the next president, but that should be decided by the voters."